Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we are back with another great show that, you know what, man, there's a lot of anticipation for this particular show because today's topic is still single. Today's topic is still single, and a lot of women had a lot to say about the advertisements and everything that I was doing throughout the week to do what? To promote the show, to just pretty much bring to the forefront exactly what's going on. Bring to the forefront exactly what I need people to know about this. You know what, last week we had a great discussion, but this week we're going in. When I come back from the break, we're going to start with, of course, the relationship truth, and you know, I got a lot to say tonight that's going to be, it's not going to be what you think. It is not going to be what you think. Still single, ladies. Still single is not going to be what you think it's going to be. I'm coming from a totally different perspective. It's a Kenny Talk experience only on Dollhouse Radio. And we're going to go take a real quick break to pay some bills. We'll be back fast, and you can say Cat and had to start the show. Don't go nowhere, because you know why?
Yeah, Cisco.
Yeah.
What down. These bitches want from a nigga?
Know
what these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in their shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
Right?
So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blazed you, you blazed
Come
me.
On.
Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested.
Right.
Better than all the rest. I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up.
Tell
I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What
you
want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. Well, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, LaToya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
Girl, I
think about when a nigga didn't have. And a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. Some cats, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. Put it in, dig deep.
Song to play. Still single is the topic, everybody. We got a special announcement from our Dollhouse crew that I want to play real quick, and then we're going to jump right into the subject.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Back to the program, everybody. It's a real relationship talk show. It goes down here. For those that just joining us for the first time, we talk real topics. We talk real talk with real solution. Real quick, I'm going to jump right into the relationship truth of the day. The relationship truth of the day goes as following. It's a post that I send out on Facebook. Those that are not following us on Facebook, get where you at. Those that are not following us on Twitter, any talk XP. On Facebook. Yeah. All right. Second. Today's relationship truth is, if you are a woman that likes to take the lead, don't be surprised you end up with a guy that don't know how to. I'm going to let that marinate for a second. If you are a woman that likes to take the lead and you're comfortable with taking the lead, don't be surprised if you end up with a man that doesn't know how. I got a lot of pushback on that one, man. But you know what? It is what it is. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. I got to go to the phone lines first and foremost before we set it off, because we want to pretty much hear what people feel about. I got a lot of buzz on social media about single, still single, because it's going down in 2015, man. People want to know. People want to know what's up. They want some answers, and the Kenny Talk experience is here. But, you know what, let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to call the area code in the first three numbers, area code 720-939, area code 720-939. You're on the Real Relationship. Gospel Talk Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Faith. How are you?
Faith, what's going on? What's happening today? Welcome to the Kenny Talk Experience. What's up?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting me on tonight. I just wanted to comment because I've been following you and looking at some of your posts and just wanted to make a quick comment about just being single as a black woman. You know, it's a lot of conversation out there that I'm seeing on social media, why black women are still single, and just about all the different things that we could be changing about ourselves. It's always the woman could be doing different. I just wanted to make a comment about what the men can be doing different. You know, a lot of black women, we want to be married. We don't want to be single, rather. I think a lot of us wouldn't mind being in a relationship and even, you know, married. And a lot of times it's not us that want to be single, but it's always what we need to change. Like, you need to cook more for your man, cater to your man, and do all these things that most of us, I'm sure, are doing, but we're still single. So I just wanted to put a little heat on the man, you know, and just put it out there that the reason why a lot of women are still single is because the man is not really stepping up and making the woman no longer available.
Wow. You know what? I want to thank you for letting us know that real quick. I'm going to put you back on mute. You know what? Because you just dropped some heat. You dropped some heat, right? We at the point right now where, guess what? This is exactly where we are going, ladies. I know you hear all the time about, guess what? Man, y'all women need to do X, Y, and Z. Y'all women don't do this. Women need to make sure they're doing this. And you know what? That is what y'all hear a whole lot of. But guess what? The real relationship talk show is going to come from a perspective on the men. It ain't all about the men, and it ain't all about the women. But we both have skin in the game. So let's talk about it real quick. But the first point that I want to make, the first point that I want to touch on is, I want to start from the beginning. Where did this problem start? Or if not, where did it start? What part of our history, when it comes to our generation, growing up, our generation, what part did we seem to lose track? And I want to start with, and I know, you know, a lot of people might think I'm crazy, but I was talking to my homeboy, Keeping It Real Rod, right? And we was having a real discussion. And when we talk about the fact that a lot of women are single to this day, and it's difficult for them to find a good dude. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. What happened is, I can actually start from the crack epidemic. Now, I know a lot of y'all be probably may not be my age or what have you, and you were either really young at that time and didn't really know what was going on or identify or see what was going on, or you were my age and you pretty much saw what was going on but didn't really see the impact. When you talk about the crack epidemic and what that did, it not only took a lot of men out of the houses, out of the households, and put them in prison because of selling crack, it also took men out of the household because of addiction, right? When you talk about addiction, two different ways, you know, you're either selling it or you're a user. What it did was, it took away from the household. The one thing that it did do is make men that were married or that were in the household working take the money and spend it on their habit, right? But what did that do for the little kids that was in the house? I was one of them, right? What did that do for us? It made us watch mom now struggle. Things get turned off. No food in the house. We can't buy this. We can't have this. We getting evicted. Lights getting turned off. All this kind of stuff is happening when you got a grown man that's in the household not contributing or not able to contribute because of that disease. So it made us as young men, y'all gotta follow me on this now, it made us as young men despise the our fathers. But they like, man, I love you, I listen to you, but when I look at your works, when I look at your behavior, when I look at the things that you're doing and how it impacts the household, how it impacts my mom, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Get out of my face, man. You know, we disrespect the crackheads in the family, right? So those guys at that time that was our fathers, they really had the game down as it pertained to booking a woman, marrying a woman, taking care of a woman. But we didn't want to listen to them because of the fact that what they put our mamas through. So it made us less likely to get older and want to be able to get into that same situation. Let's talk about the flip side. The flip side, let's say if the crack was being sold by your father, right? We watched him have it all financially, right? And we watch him take advantage of everything that people take advantage of, men take advantage of when they get money. Women. You know what I'm saying? We watch that. He had to find the man of the house, he had other women. You know what I'm saying? The man of the house, he kept everything looking nice and lavish, right? And what did the woman do? The woman said, well, as long as the household taken care of is all good. Right? So we watched this guy handle business like that, and we wanted to be the same. And we wanted to be the same, said, you know what? Us wanting to be the same was like, why would we go to the point of marrying somebody when we can go out here and get this money and we can be successful on from whatever level we're trying to be on, right? And we can receive the fruit of the women that we want, all kind of women that we want, just by doing that. So from a male perspective, it's where it starts to tear down. I want y'all to hear me on this one, right? Men started falling short. That made the young boys not really listen to them. What can a crackhead tell me? You know what I'm saying? Can't tell me anything. So therefore, when we got older, we weren't able to pass game down to our sons. You know why? Because it wasn't passed down to us. Now you got all these young guys out here that's actually focused on doing what? They actually focus on becoming successful in any way they can. They focusing on the money, right? They focusing on success with their careers. They want to climb as high as they can up the success ladder because we know, I got to bring it back to the women. I know a lot of y'all probably ain't feeling me, but I got Facebook up. I want to hear what you got to say about this. But we're going to tie the women into this. Way back in the 80s, y'all remember that song? You got to have a J-O-B if you want to get with me. Y'all remember that? You know what guys did? We listened to it. We listened. Oh, I gotta have money if you gonna spend some time with me. All right, I tell you what, I'm gonna go out here and get me some money. We go out here, we get the money, we get the success. You know, some of us become famous. A lot of us become successful. A whole lot of us get money, right? And how do women, how do ladies, how do y'all treat us when we have money? I don't want to get off the topic now. Still single in 2015. That's the topic. This is a breakdown. These are some variables that we got to take in consideration. Now we're going to give you some real conversation. I'm sorry, some real topics, some real talk. And then we're going to bring you some real solutions. That's what we're going to do, right? On a Real Relationship Talk Show. We got a lot more I want to discuss, but right now, we're going to focus on these ladies. How do you treat men that have money? How do you treat men that have career success? How do you treat men that have fame? You know, anything like that. Fame, money, career success, street success, whatever. When a guy is so-called handling his business, how do you treat him? As opposed to the guy that's not famous, the guy that doesn't have a lot of money, right? The guy that doesn't drive the nice cars and wear all the nice jewelry, the nice clothes. You know, how is he treated? Be real. I'm going to go to Facebook real quick. I got one of my friends hit me up. She says, that's a very good point. A woman does want security. A woman does want a guy to have something to be able to give her something. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. And you know what, sweetheart? I'm glad you said that because I feel like there's nothing wrong with that either. I do. I feel like it is nothing wrong with wanting a man that has something by themselves. Money, fame, career success. I totally agree. But the key thing is, the question was, how do you treat it? Naturally, if that's what a woman would want, that type of security, she would treat a guy that has those things differently than she treat a guy who don't. I made this point, I was speaking to some friends, I was like, well, if you take a lot of the local celebrities that's in our city, local guys that are either on the radio, local guys that are doing whatever, right? They're club owners, they're movers and shakers, they're businessmen. They have to do less, ladies, for your time and attention than the average Joe. So what does that say to a young kid that's watching this situation? It actually makes them feel like, you know what? I don't have to be about working hard. I don't have to lay my jacket over the puddle to let a woman walk over. I don't have to treat a woman super, super nice in order to get her time and attention. I don't have to do all that. Guess what? Because I got a shiny example right in front of me that shows that I don't have to do that if I got money, if I got success, if I have fame, or if I'm a local celebrity. If I have a great, great job, if I'm a business owner, a mover and a shaker in the city, a politician, city councilman. See, rappers, drug dealers, these guys, they have their pick of the litter because women, really, they treat them different. So if we see that, why would we look at making you a wife? I need somebody to respond to that. Y'all hit me up. 646-595-4038. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, only on Dollhouse Radio, and we are discussing still single in 2015. What makes it difficult to get hitched? I'm just keeping it. Let's talk about it. Why would I meet those expectations that you have for me to get with you when the expectations for the other guy that's doing better than me to get with you is not the same? Right? And that brings me to another point. I want everybody to follow what I'm saying on this one now. I don't want to upset anyone, but I'm keeping it real. We gotta have real talk, real conversation. So if you got a young lady that's willing, you got a young lady that's happy doing the way things are going in her life, but she sees a lot of other women that she know, so they may be in committed relationships, they may be, you know, married or what have you. Her behavior and her actions don't align with being a wife. Her mindset, where she is in her life at this particular point, don't align with being a wife to a guy. But she goes out to find one just because the people she know have it. And the people she know is telling her, you know what, you need to stop running around like that dealing with all them boys. You need to find you one because it ain't ladylike for you to be that way and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? And you know what, after a while she starts to listen. She says, you know what, I need to get my act together. But here's what I'm going to do. She goes out. She may be attractive. She has her options. She deal with, she got a guy she deal with. She starts setting different expectations around the guys that she deal with, right? So these different expectations are going to make some of those guys fall back, right? Different expectations is probably going to pull some guys closer because you got some guys that's ready to get married. You got some guys that's ready to be in a committed relationship, right? She set those expectations and she get into this relationship with this guy. They form a commitment, and some of them even go on to get married. And then what happened, ladies and gentlemen? We revert back to who we really are and what we really like. Because when you go out into the world, right, when you see the things that you used to see, the things that attracted you at that particular point, that'll make that young lady start to gravitate further away from what she stated that she wanted in the first place. And that's why you'll find a lot of women that are, I'm going to go ahead and say, a lot of women that are involved in committed relationships, a lot of women that are in marriages or what have you, man, a lot of them actually are having sex with people other than their husbands. Whoa! Let's go to Facebook. Hey, I got one of my Facebook friends that brought this up to me. He says, can it talk? When you're right, you're right. We have sex with so many girls that are in relationships or married. It is very difficult to take it serious. Okay, man, you know what? I gotta echo that one out. Ladies, if you wanna rebut that, give me a call at 646-595-4038 or hit me up on Twitter. I got Twitter up as well. Facebook. However you want to get in contact, hit me up. Check this out. Man, we're at the point where we as guys, we see that relationships are not valued because we have sex with so many girls that are in relationships. We deal with so many girls that, you know, there are a lot of their boyfriends, there are a lot of their husbands say, I'm out with the girls tonight. And you know where they'll be at? What else? So how can myself, and I'm not literally speaking about myself, I'm putting myself in the character right now, but how can I respect any woman that tells me, hey, I want you to be my only one and I'm not going to deal with anyone but you? I'll be saying, yeah, that's what a lot of them be saying. That's what a lot of y'all say, ladies. But is it real? When it comes to the options that a guy has, his options, they improve based on how successful he is, how financially well off he is, car he drives. The women, still single in 2015, if you guys if we want to see that change, or we want to see the number of unwed successful women change or decrease, guess what? Those behaviors that you guys, well, not all of you now, those behaviors that women actually implement, they have to stop. Now, don't get me wrong. The behaviors that you guys that really want to be committed, that want to be in relationships, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have those real conversations. You got to aim the frustration at the right person or the right people. And a lot of times, it's aimed at the man. You know, he's immature. You know, one of the main things that are said when you ask a beautiful, successful woman, you know what, why are you single, right? Why are you single? If I post that on Facebook right now, why are you single? What do you guys think? Ladies, what are you going to say? Why are you single? Y'all hit me up right now. I got Facebook up right now. I'm going to read off some of the things that y'all send me right now. Why are you single at this particular point? And I can, okay, here we go. Here are some things that they're saying. Why are we single? Okay. Everything from, okay, immature guys or what have you, okay. Haven't found the right guy to commit to. Dealing with too many liars. Right? What else? Come on, y'all. Come on. Okay. See, these are some of the things that we hear about. Right? Well, okay, she says, I choose to be single. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong with that. But we're going to jump, we're going to go from this particular perspective right here. When you talk about a woman's reasons for being single. The point I want to make tonight is that I've never heard a woman say, the reason why I'm single is because I have bad judgment. What do you mean by that, Kenny Talk? Kenny Talk, what are you talking about? I don't have bad judgment. Well, ladies, let me break it down. Let me talk to you real quick before we go to break. We're going to go to break afterwards, but I got to talk to y'all. Bad judgment. What do I mean by bad judgment? Well, ladies, have you guys ever got into a committed relationship with someone that you didn't choose? Have you guys ever put trust, gave your heart to someone that in some shape, form, or fashion you didn't choose? You chose it. One of the best things that a woman can say as to why am I still single is, you know what, I made a mistake in my judgment. Those people that end up hurting me, there are some things that I could have did different. Those people that lied to me, hey, I ignored the signs. Accountability. That's one of the biggest things that you can say. Use as a reason why. And if you think like that as a young lady, I can assure you, you will not be single long if you want to be in a relationship. Because there are a lot of guys out here that will get into a relationship with you. But you have to be able to just define what a successful relationship is to you. It can't be based on what everybody else say. It can't be based on what she's getting or what she's not getting. You know, it can't be based on what society thinks, what social media is saying, what pop culture is saying. It cannot be based on that. It has to be 100% based on what you want and what you can live with. Write your own vows, literally. What I agree to in my relationship, it may not sit well in yours. But who cares? Is all I'm trying to say. Who cares if what sits right with me doesn't sit right with you? Who are you? Does that make sense? We gotta get back to what's, we gotta get back to what's best for us. And real quick before we go to break, I heard somebody use an example about Martin Luther King. You know, a lot of people like to say, well, Martin Luther, you know, it came out, Martin Luther King had extramarital affairs and things of that nature. I look at it like, you know what? For number one, we can't allow that to outweigh the good that Martin Luther King did. We can't allow that to define the type of guy he was or what have you. And on top of that, the question was asked, Coretta didn't, you know, run to the news outlets. Coretta didn't spread it all through the neighborhood. When Martin came back from, you know, on one of his trips that he used to go on, when he used to be traveling and protesting and marching, and he used to get home, hell, she didn't have his clothes all out on the lawn. She didn't throw him out at him in front of the church. You see? So if it sits right with her, why don't it sit right with you? Who are you? At the end of the day, we got to get back to what sits right with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. We're going to take a real quick break on the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're going to come back with the Keeping It Real letter, because we got a couple of more points to touch on, which, you know, I'm going to talk about this letter that I got. And also, we're going to get to the solutions. Now, I know I've given a few solutions as we went along, but at the end of the day, we want to end with solutions. We'll be back on Dollhouse Radio Fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat. Salute. Everybody, happy hump day. We're going in. The weekend is almost here. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Those that are just joining, the topic is still single in 2015. And we touched on some pretty good points at this time. Remember, if you missed part of the show and you're just joining us now, you can always go back and just click on the link on our page, Facebook page, Kenny Talk Experience. We send out the links all the time, as well as you can go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and you can click on the Kenny Talk Experience and listen to all of the episodes that we do, because we do them every Wednesday night. That's how we do it, right? But I know normally we do the Keeping It Real letter in this time, but I you know what? I'm going to push the letter to the side at this time, because guess what? In order to advertise this particular show, I made sure I shared a lot of posts. And on all these posts, these are posts that a lot of women are posting on Facebook. And it speaks volumes on the reason why women are still single, right? Now, we already know when it comes to men outnumbering women. Yes, men do outnumber women. But if a woman wants a good man, she can actually find one, because guess what? I was looking at this news clipping, right? Now, this news clip actually had, for every 100, especially black males, there are so many black women. I mean, it's like, what, 10, 11, 12 to 1. And this video was like 2011. This is 2015. But they spoke about how it's already 12 to 1, but out of every 100 black men, there are about 27% of them are in prison. A good 17% of them don't actually have jobs or unemployed, right? And you got to add, you know what I'm saying, we got a large, you know, I mean, I don't know what the percentage of them, you know, that just really are not attracted to women, you know, they are homosexuals, right? So that leaves a small number of men, right? But here's why I want to let women know that there is a chance. There is hope. You guys are in a great position. And I'm going to tell you why. Because no one ever breaks down the number of women. You know, no one ever says, okay, women outnumber men 13 to 1. But out of those 13 women, you may have over half of them really not interested in even getting married. They're good time girls, right? They're in school, they're career women, they in the clubs, they having a blast. You know, they grouping, you know, they chasing the stars. They want to be video vixens, they on the scene. They like what they call them, socialites. See, a large percent of women are broken down in those categories. And if you met one of those women and you were a good dude and you asked them to marry you, they'll look at you like you're crazy. They'll say, well, no, man, you know, that's not where I'm at right now, right? But nobody talks about that piece of it. Nobody, right? What about the percentage of women that do find a husband, right? But they be cheating on him. Me and my brother had this conversation the other day. Me and my brother was speaking about, man, you know what? Ladies, I'm finna put y'all on the spot tonight. Let me put y'all on the spot, ladies. Ladies, ladies, ladies on Facebook. Ladies on Twitter. Ladies out there in radio land. Y'all hear me out, right? How many of you guys that are in a relationship or not, you got this chick that's your best friend, your ride or die chick, have a dude that like her. She got a man. And you know for a fact she just be doing him wrong, right? She be doing him wrong. Yeah, girl, I still be talking to Tyrone, too. The Tyrone got some money, girl. I mean, he cool, but, you know. I mean, I know I got a man, but still, man, if he holler at me, you know, I'll try to get away to see him. And you be saying, girl, you ought to stop, right? Or when you get those calls or those texts, girl, I need to talk to you real quick. What's up? What happened? Girl, get what I did. I just slept with Tyrone tonight. Girl, why you do that? Girl, I don't know what happened. I mean, we were kicking it, you know. He bought me this, and we just was having a blast, and it just happened. But Derrick know about it. Derrick don't even know. Girl, you don't need to be doing him like that. But after our regular program, you know, a lot of y'all are support systems for women that do that, right? So how could you be a support system for someone, even though they're your friend? It's almost as if you have to condone everything that men are doing out in the street. If you meet a guy and he don't want to so-called act right, if you meet a guy and he doesn't want to commit, yet still you got a friend that has that situation and abuses it, yet still you're her support system, you're a walking contradiction, baby. Speak on it. And that's all we're trying to say. I want to read to y'all a lot of posts, right? I'm going to pull up some of these posts that I got here. I put hashtag still single. Hashtag still single. People were like, what is hashtag still single? Why you keep putting that? Well, ladies, it's the name of the show, Still Single. So, here's one that I shared. This one kind of stood out the most. 10 ways to love. And a woman posted this. Now, the thing about it is that whenever a woman is really looking to get hitched, whenever a woman is really focused on trying to get herself together, she go to the church. She go to the church. The reason why this one stood out the most is because this post says 10 ways to love. I got a few likes on this one. I got a lot of likes on this one, right? And these 10 ways to love are connected to Bible verses. So it's in the scriptures. But we're going to ask guys, I'm going to go down this list real quick. And ladies, I want you to ask yourself, out of the relationships that you've been in, did you really do this? 10 ways to love. Here we go. Number one is listen without interrupting. It says Proverbs 18. How many of y'all can actually say y'all listen without interrupting, ladies? All right. Speak without accusing. Uh-oh. Give without sparing. I'm not going to call out all Bible verses. So I'm going to shoot through them real quick. Pray without ceasing. Answer without arguing. Share without pretending. Enjoy without complaint. Trust without wavering. Forgive without punishing. Promise without forgetting. So, ladies, think about your last relationship. The last relationship that you were in. Think about it. Think about it, ladies. The last relationship. Could you honestly say that you did all of that? Did you forgive without punishing? Did you answer without arguing? Did you trust without wavering? Did you speak without accusing? Let me go to another post. See, I like to go to the post that actually got the most likes. Man, it's people that was liking the hell out of this stuff I was sharing. So, you see, that goes to show you, that lets you know, Candy Talk experience is real. We are right down the middle. So we say a lot of stuff you like and a lot of stuff you may not agree with, right? But it's just what it is. So here we go. Here are some things that a post that a young lady put out. She says it's called bitchology. She says being a bitch means I stand up for myself and my belief. I stand up for those I love. I speak my mind. I think my own thoughts. I won't compromise what's in my heart. I live my life my way. I refuse to tolerate injustice. I won't allow anyone to step on me. I have the courage and strength to allow myself to be me. And it goes on and on and on and on. Right? I embrace the title, and I'm proud to be a bitch. Now, that's kind of self-explanatory. These are, a lot of women feel this way. Not about calling themselves a bitch or nothing, but I'm just saying what's in the post. Check this out. Here's another one. If I date you, the goal is to marry you, build with you, grow with you. I'm not dating you to just pass time. I see potential in you. This is the mindset. All right. Let me keep going. It's gonna continue to get better. A true relationship is when you can tell each other anything and everything. No secrets, no lies. Wow. This one got a lot of likes. But think about that post for a second. A true relationship is when you can tell each other any and everything. Yeah, as long as it don't piss you off. Long as what I tell you does not fall up under the category of something that you won't stand for. If that's the case, then I can't tell you anything. I mean, I got a lot of them, y'all. Let me see what this. Here's another one. This one got a lot of them. The mind of a virtuous woman. Every guy claims he wants a loyal woman, yet when he finds one, he doesn't know what to do with her but break her heart. Can I get an amen? And as you know, I got a lot of amens on that one. This is the mindset. A lot of y'all agree to this. Here's the big one. Still single. She said, I get disrespectful as fuck when I'm mad. My mouth has no chill. And I put still single. You gotta think about it though. That's what we're doing. Alright. Here's another post that I shared. Alright. Not that one. Wait a minute. Man, I got so many on here, y'all. Let's see. The best thing in life is to find someone who knows all of your flaws, mistakes, and weaknesses and still think you're completely amazing. Now, I actually put a post out about that now, ladies. I know that sounds so, because y'all got a lot of likes on that one, too. See, that sounds good, but we have to understand that, guess what? Your flaws, your mistakes, and your weaknesses are things that you actually can still work on, right? So why? I think this mindset actually makes you content with the way you are and make improving not the thing to do, you know? Why improve when you can just love me for the way I am? All right, here's another one. They use Oprah Winfrey as the meme. I feel still single. It says, don't let your loyalty become slavery. If they don't appreciate you for what you bring to the table, then you let them eat alone. Ooh. Oh, my God. Let me see what else. I want someone who says I love you every night and proves it every day. What in the hell? Let me see what else. Always speak your mind and never be sorry for being real. And you know the meme is Rihanna. That's what's so funny. Here's another thing. Here's a post that someone had put out. How women make their booty look bigger in pictures. And they got a lot of different, a few different things that women do, you know, when you look at a lot of these, you know, Instagram pictures, it's all we see is butt. And you wonder why. Well, I ain't going to even go there. All right. At this particular point, I could go on and on and on. I'm going to keep sharing them, right? But at the end of the day, I just want women to understand that, guess what? The only thing you guys need to do is continue doing what you're doing, but stay, but be consistent. Also, take in consideration that, guess what? It is not about the guy all the time. The guy is not the culprit. We have to be able to point the finger sometimes at women. And women, and what I mean by women is not the ones, like I say, the ones that want to have a great relationship, but the ones that just simply don't, right? No one points the finger at the woman who have a good relationship, yet and still she takes it for granted. No one points the finger at the good time girls. You know, the good time girls that make having sex outside of your relationship available. Right? It's about that time. I don't know, I hope I shed a little light, you know. I might do a part two of this one, y'all. For those that are just joining us for the first time, it's time for me to read the final thought. Now, the final thought is just a little bit of spoken word I put together. I may slip, I may stumble, but I'm not going to fall. The final thought goes as follows. When you ask a person you meet the famous question, are you single? You look for a confident yes or no without delaying. But we don't realize that when the answer is yes or no is given, there's so much more the person you're asking is not saying. The frustration of moving on to the Knicks, hoping the Knicks will be the one, ruling out the players, the liars, and the fakes. We ask for help. We go to church. Anything to distract us from seeing that it's with our own judgment is where we're making the mistake. Now, what does he do? What does he accomplish? How many kids? What does he drive? Is he tall? Went to college? How does he dress? How much does he make? He's got to be this. He's got to be that. Along with 100 other deal breakers to consider, she's thinking all of this at the beginning of the first date. Now, you know exactly what you want. You like exactly the way you are. You know what works and what don't work when you mingle. You know what games that they play. You know a liar when he's speaking. You have many options, yet and still you're single. That's the Real Relationship Talk Show today, everybody. Remember, we coming back hard next Wednesday. I might do a part two. I just might. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm Kenny Talk on Dollhouse Radio. Remember, follow us on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. We go hard. Salute to all the fellas out there. All the ladies. It's special lips, baby. Wish you